The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Neal Clinic Chiropractor.
I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. It's Friday. We should all be feeling good, right, Doc?
Oh, absolutely. What a great day we've got here.
Got Dr. Bill McMillan here with the Neal Chiropractic Clinic. I can't even talk. I need
it's
more
early,
coffee.
It's early
I need
still.
More coffee. Good morning to you. How are you doing today?
I am great. And thank you again for having me on the show this morning. Like Mike said, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan.
I'm
a chiropractor. And I own the Neal Clinic. I'm here to talk this morning about how chiropractic healthcare can affect your life. I've got a few things that I want to talk about on my mind, but if you're joining us this morning and you've always had a question that you wanted to ask a chiropractor, guess what? Now is your chance. What's the phone number they can text those questions into?
It is the expert panel, and the expert is in the house. 850-437-1620. Text it in, and I know Dr. Ben will be happy to help you.
Oh, I love answering all those questions. It makes it fun for me and engaging. But like I said, I've always got stuff to talk about. So one of the things that Megan and I were talking about this morning before we're rolling, wait and see approach to healthcare and why that's a bad thing. That's one thing we'll get into. And then, you know, kind of to spiral on that is this downward degenerative cycle of degeneration and how that wait and see healthcare or approach to healthcare isn't really the best thing for you because it is a progressive degenerative change. Now, what do I mean by this wait and see healthcare or approach to your health? I guess what I'm talking about here is those small aches and pains that you get. You know, we've all woken up one morning and your neck is a little stiff. Maybe it hurts turning to one side, or you bent down to pick something up off the ground or to tie your shoe and you say, ooh, that I kind of pulled my back there. I felt something. And what are you going to do about it? You know, there's every gamut, right? We can take a medication. We can use an ice pack. You can call the chiropractor. You could panic and go to the emergency room, right? Like, we have lots of options at our disposal. You can Google things. But what most people come down to is they're just going to wait and see how this progresses. Now, some people, again, there's this spectrum. Some people will wait 2 days. Some people will wait 2 months. Some people will wait 2 years before they do something with these pains. And the reason this came up, Meg, was saying, you know, I've had this friend who had this pain that they'd put up with years.
Basically years, but in the last couple of months, it's gotten worse. And my specific question was, why do men not go to the doctor?
Yeah, and my answer was stubbornness.
I said, do you find that to be true? Because I thought, because it seems like women will go right away.
Yes.
Even if with the slightest bit of pain, we will go to get it fixed.
And
but men will sit there. This friend of mine has had neck ache for years. Now it's gotten worse. And I finally said, you need to see a doctor.
It's oftentimes, and that's exactly it. That's the wait and see approach to healthcare. And it's not a great approach. And I'll get into why that is in a second, but I see that all the time. And what I often see is the reason people pick up the phone and make an appointment is they finally are unable to do something that they want to do. You know, if it suddenly starts to hurt and you can't go play pickleball or you can't go running anymore because your back is starting to hurt at mile one and you're trying to train for a marathon or even a 5K, if you can't get through that run anymore because of the back pain, if you can't get a good night's sleep now because of the neck pain, those are when those patients that will say, hey, and as part of their history, I'm going to ask them, when did this first start? What were you doing? And I'm always shocked. And I look up at them and I say, you waited 2 years to come in? Why did you put up with this pain for that long? And that's, again, it's very common. And that's oftentimes when I see people. And that's what I want to talk about today is why you should not use that approach to your healthcare. That pain, that ache, that, you know, that stabbing pain that you're getting, those are warning signs from your body. That's a sign that something is going on. We don't just have pain flash randomly on our bodies. It's a nerve response to a stimulus that something is going on. The pain in your neck from sleeping funny is a joint that's out of place that now when you turn to the left or the right, it's not moving the way that it should. That pain is causing small amounts of inflammation, and over time it will get worse and worse. The pain may start to dull down. Your body might acclimate to that, but that joint that you never fixed is going to pop up in a few years after that degenerative cycle has really kicked in and set in place, and then you're going to have more problems. Everybody's going to get this wear and tear type of arthritis, that osteoarthritis in their body, right? We're humans on planet Earth. We've got gravity weighing us down. We're physical people. We're constantly moving and doing things. However, those injuries, those repetitive postures, those, hey, I had this ache, but I didn't really do anything about it. That's where we see those areas of arthritis start to show up more and more as time goes on. And it really has to do with the way our body, the healing process our body has. Initially, there's this inflammatory response, right? Those first, 72 hours, the first 3 to 5 days, I'd say, there's this small amounts of inflammation. It's a chemical reaction. There's swelling, and it causes pain in the area of a joint injury or any kind of injury, a ligament injury, a muscle injury. And we're all pretty familiar with this, right? Have you ever seen anybody with a sprained ankle?
Oh, yes, of course.
It swells up. It bruises. That's a pretty visual example of what that your inflammatory response is.
And the thing that's strange about when you get a sprain or a strain, that you're almost inclined, if it's not broken right out, then you are inclined not to get anybody to look at it. Oh, I'll just put ice on it.
Yep. And sometimes that's the best thing you can do. But a lot of times you need to go get that checked out. They grade the sprain injuries. Sprains are for ligaments and tendons. The strain is a muscle. And they grade those. Sometimes you can have a very bad tear and you need to immobilize it. And that's not something that you'll be able to tell just by looking at it. You've really got to get it assessed by a professional. And then what can you do to speed up that healing and make sure that it heals properly? Because that's the next stage. First, we have that inflammatory stage. Then we go into the proliferative phase where we start to lay down collagen. Our body starts to try and fix those injured ligaments. And the collagen that it lays down initially is in this random matrix. Think of like a duct tape or something that you just put patches and patches any way to put you got a hole in the boat and you just want to repair it. You're not going to put like straight strips. You're just going to try and get that hole patched as quickly as you can with as strong a layer as you can, which is great in terms of it's going to repair that hole or that injury area. However, in terms of, long-term health, it's not a good system because our bodies and those ligaments are meant to move. And if you look at the collagen fibers under a microscope, they're all oriented in one direction or two directions, like the lines on your hands from where you bend your hands and your palms. Those lines are in a direction because of how you move them, right? Like as you make a fist, you can see how those creases come about. And the same thing happens with collagen. Like imagine if you just had creases everywhere in your palm, it would probably hurt as your skin folded up in the wrong ways. Well, that's what happens when that collagen lays down in a random matrix and not in the proper orientation, is then in the long term, it heals that way and you can't move your neck as far anymore. And then it starts to feel like those knots. It starts to bother you when you sleep. That's what happens. You're getting those, if you ever rubbed your back or your neck and you feel that big knot in there, that will eventually turn into scar tissue, and it's very difficult to break up that scar tissue. It takes a lot more time. And then eventually that scar tissue, there starts to be calcium deposited in that, and that's how we build up things called bone spurs, right? We've all heard of those things. On your x-ray reports, they'll call them all sorts of different things based on where they are, but essentially it's just a bone spur where the body has laid down calcium in those areas of injury. That's kind of the quick representation of what happens in our body. So now how does chiropractic care come into play with this downward degenerative cycle? What we need to do is initially assess everywhere that's injured, because a lot of times our body has this spotlight for pain. If you drop a bowling ball on your foot, the toe is the only thing you're thinking about. You don't think about the headache. You don't think about the sore neck anymore. And that's what I see a lot of times with these injuries, especially in things like a car accident where your whole body's been involved in this big traumatic force, even with at low speeds, it's still a lot of force that's transferred through your body. So it may just be that you're feeling it in your neck or you're getting these headaches and that's all you're really complaining about. But as we go through this examination and I have you start to bend and twist, you start to notice, yeah, my lower back is a little sore. Maybe my shoulders are sore from where that seatbelt is. when those seatbelts lock in place and you kind of get thrown forward and back, it causes that whiplash injury, which the technical terms are that sprain and strain injury, where the muscles and ligaments have extended farther than they should. And now that's when it starts that inflammatory phase, and we start that potential for the degenerative cycle of degeneration.
If you just joined us, talking this morning with Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Chiropractic Clinic, and he has all the answers for your questions, talking specifically this morning about sprains and strains and aches and pains that might come into your life. If you have a question, maybe something's bothering you right now as you head into the weekend, text it in at 850-437-1620.
I like that, sprains and strains, aches and pains. We're talking chiropractic care this morning. That was good.
New slogan for you.
Yeah, that's what they pay her the big bucks for. So how does chiropractic care come into play with all of this stuff, right? We've got this injury. What can we do to really help it? Well, those chiropractic adjustments, whether I do that with my hands or with the activator, that low force handheld instrument that we do, we're trying to restore the natural motion of those joints. We're trying to get them back in line where they're not butting up against each other. Those cartilage areas, the facet joints that allow the neck to move and glide smoothly, when those become misaligned, they're not working properly, that's when you get that sharp pinching feeling. And we're trying to restore that joint motion with those manual or instrument-assisted adjustments. And we're going to pair that with some soft tissue work, with different therapies to help reduce your body's natural inflammatory response, things like that laser therapy that we talk about all the time. And I'll get into that a little bit more in a minute. Or using the ice packs. That's the first step, is let's get the joints moving right. Let's make sure that we've got enough blood flow and we're reducing the inflammation to give your body a chance to heal properly. Over the next few weeks, we need to get you moving the right way. And we have some gentle stretches, some easy exercises to do that will really help your body heal the right way. What they found is restricting joint motion even after an injury most of the time is not the best thing to do. If you have a fracture, absolutely, that's probably the best thing for you to do. You don't want to move those joints or those bones around because they're trying to heal, and bones take a lot longer to heal because they're not designed to move like our muscles and our tendons are and ligaments. But if you don't have any fractures, what they want you to do are gentle, pain-free ranges of motion. Do you remember 30, 40 years ago when people would get in car accidents, you'd see those big cervical collars, those
yes,
big neck braces?
That was very common.
Do you see any of those anymore?
You know, now that you say that, no.
There's no, you don't see people walking around in the grocery store with those neck collars on, and I promise you it's not because people stopped getting in car accidents. What they found was reducing that range of motion in your neck in the long term was much, much worse for you than if they didn't put that collar on and said, hey, it's okay to move your neck in gentle, pain-free ranges of motion. We don't want you, you know, if it really hurts to turn your neck all the way to the right, don't keep doing that. That's going to exacerbate the issue. It's going to make it worse. You'd be surprised how much of my job sometimes is, hey, it really hurts when I nod my head up and down really hard like this. And I just have to tell them, hey, please stop doing that.
Don't do it.
it may seem common sense, but I say it every day. Please don't do that. If it's hurting, again, that's a sign. Tell me what's hurting and we'll change the way you're doing it. We'll address those symptoms. But don't just keep doing the same thing over and over again and having it hurt. But with those motions, again, gentle stretching, easy exercises are going to help make sure that we're laying down that collagen in the right way. We need to make sure that it's being oriented properly for the right area, and that way you're going to regain the normal range of motion you had, because that collagen is going to lay down in the right orientation. And the only way to get it to do that is to make sure you're moving properly. Again, because if it doesn't lay down in the right orientation, that's what's going to cause those degenerative changes years and years from now. Because people all the time come in and they say, you know, I didn't have this neck problem before, but now I have this issue in my neck. It's kind of coming down my arm. And inevitably, we'll get an MRI and I'll say, hey, do you see this disc here? Do you see these areas where they're saying you have these bone spurs that are impinging on this nerve? And they'll say, yeah, well, how did this happen? And every time, there's always an incident, you know, 15, 10 years ago where I was in an accident. I had a bad fall. I didn't get anything treated because I had a headache. I had some neck pain for a few days. I used the wait and see approach, and it got a little better. The pain went away and I thought I was fine. And that's the tricky thing about this, is our body will acclimate to some pain sometimes. And that doesn't necessarily mean that everything has been fixed. That's why you need to go see a professional. Just like with your car, right? You can, your car has all these warning lights and bells and dings, and that check engine light can come on and it might shut down immediately and the car might blow up, or maybe you can drive the car for a few more months. But I promise you, if you take it to the mechanic, they'll tell you, hey, why did you not bring this in when the check engine light came on? It would have been much easier to fix this, replace that fluid, if I'd seen this immediately. Now we have to replace lots of parts. We've got a lot more work to do because you didn't take care of this on the front end. And I love the car analogies with this stuff, just like alignment changes, right? When the alignment in your car is off, you notice it. It's pulling one way more so than the other. And a lot of people don't notice that on their day-to-day. But when I bring them in for the examination and I say, hey, I want you to bring your chin to your chest. I want you to look up towards the ceiling. I want you to look to the left as far as you can, to the right. And they say, hey, I can't really turn my head as far to the right as I can my left. I never really noticed that before. That's an alignment issue. There's a reason that that's happening. And it's most of the time either a tight muscle or it's a joint that's not operating the proper way. And that's exactly what chiropractors are experts at helping you with. So if you haven't been to a chiropractor after a car accident, that's one thing I would highly recommend you do. You know, anytime you fall, anytime you have any kind of traumatic injury and those joints don't feel right, that's your body's signal that something is wrong. And with those car accidents, I mention this every time I'm on here, it's that 14-day rule. We have a small window of time in the grand scheme of things to have that initial examination. You have to go be seen within 14 days. For your auto insurance to cover your accident. It's not, oh, I was out of town. Oh, it was a holiday. I didn't have time to get in. My car was broken. They don't care. You have exactly 14 days from the date of that accident to go be treated or go to some sort of doctor, urgent care, emergency room. You have to go see a doctor within 14 days or you lose your coverage from your auto insurance policy forever for those accidents. And I've seen it too many times where day 15, day 16 rolls around. Maybe it's a Monday now and they say, hey, this was the first time I was able to come in. And now you are liable for all of the costs of that medical care. It's a very frustrating thing. So please, please, please do not use that wait and see approach.
If you just joined us, Dr. Ben McMillan is here talking this morning. He's the owner of Neil Clinic. And if you do have a question or comment and would like to text it in, 850-437-1620. There's still a few minutes left for questions.
Yeah, and we talked about that laser therapy. One of the therapies that our patients love at the Neil Clinic is that class 4 medical laser. And everybody gets a little nervous in the exam room when I start talking about laser therapy that, you know, I can see this look of fear on their face. This stuff does not hurt. This is everybody's favorite part. What it is it's a strong light that has very precise wavelengths on it that are designed to help your body heal. They figured out in the last 20 years a lot of different uses for light specifically, right? I don't know if you've seen anything, Meg, about like the skincare. They have like light therapy for skincare. That's a lot of... thing a lot of women are familiar with. It's a very similar concept to that, except this light penetrates much, much deeper than just the superficial lights that you can use to help with your skin. This stuff penetrates all the way down to the spine. It helps with those nerve roots. It helps with those discs. But what it does is it really just supercharges your body's natural healing mechanism, which is why we're able to use it on so many different things. You know, I can use it on tendonitis injuries. Like I can use it for the Achilles tendonitis. We can use it on plantar fasciitis. I've seen a ton of cases of plantar fasciitis the last 2 weeks. It's the strangest thing. When we get one of those, I'll get four or five people that come in and they say, hey, my foot's sore. Is there anything you can do for this? And that laser therapy does a great job helping with that. And that's because what it does is it stimulates something in your body, in your cells, called the mitochondria. You remember the mitochondria from like high school biology, right?
I sure do.
It's the powerhouse of the cell. It's what makes something called ATP. ATP is what all of our cells use as an energy source. So one of the wavelengths of light stimulates that mitochondria to produce more and more ATP. So now our body has more energy to help it repair. It's got another wavelength of light that's going to bring in some local blood flow. That's how our bodies heal. It's going to bring in nutrients. It's going to bring away all the inflammation. If you really want something to heal, you've got to get some blood flow to it. Muscles have great blood flow. You know, if you have a muscle strain, that's going to heal significantly faster than if you have a bad ligament sprain. And we're all familiar with this, right? Like when you're cutting a steak or you've got a steak on the grill and you see that big white tendon or that big white ligament across there and it's not that red part of the steak, those are the ligaments and tendons, those big white pieces. And they're white because they don't have a lot of blood supply, whereas the meat, that red color, it's got a lot of hemoglobin in there, right? That's the blood. That's what is in there causing it to be red. Now, those structures, we have to bring in blood flow to, and they don't have the best blood supply. So that's one of the big advantages to using laser therapy for this stuff. So now we've got the mitochondria producing more energy. We've got more blood flow. But the mitochondria also require oxygen to complete that cycle. So the third wavelength of light in there is going to help dissociate the oxygen molecules from hemoglobin at a much faster rate. So because we have more blood flow, we're giving the mitochondria oxygen. It's allowing it to produce more and more ATP and really speed up that healing response.
It looks like we have a question for you, Dr. McMillan. We have a question that says, will the laser work for a Morton's neuroma? Neuroma?
Yeah, neuroma.
Yeah. Neuroma, there you go.
You nailed that. It depends on what the symptoms are. It's not going to break up the neuroma. Sometimes those have to be surgically removed. If you're having pain from the neuroma, it can help reduce some of the inflammation and pain from that, because that fourth wavelength of light helps release some of your body's natural pain relievers. Prostaglandins and reducing that inflammatory response are really going to help reduce some of the pain. So with those Morton's neuromas, a lot of times in your feet or your hands, you can get them. It can help with some of the pain. If it's just a cosmetic thing, it's not going to reduce, it's not going to break apart or you know, get rid of that neuroma. That's more a surgical issue, but it can definitely help if you're having pain from that.
Great question. Thanks for sending that in. If you have another question, 850-437-1620.
And we use this laser therapy all the time. Our patients love, it feels like a warm massage is really all you're going to feel. But the warmth is just a byproduct of how powerful the laser has to be to penetrate at the depth we need it to, right? Because if we're just working on your foot, it really doesn't have to penetrate very far. But if we're working on your lower back and I'm trying to get to those discs or those nerves that are causing that sciatic pain down your leg, it's really got a lot of body tissue that it's got to push that light through. And that's why it gets warm. We have to make sure we're moving it around because of how powerful that light is. If you just leave it in the same spot for too long, it gets really warm and can burn you. But we don't burn anybody. We keep the light moving, and it feels great. The patients get up off of the table, even after their first treatment, sometimes and say, wow, this thing is incredible. They love that stuff. And I get that question a lot too, like the laser's warm and I like it, but why are you always telling me about ice packs?
There you go.
You can't use the ice for 2 hours after that laser, but aside from that, I want you using a lot of ice on your body because it helps reduce that inflammatory response. We talk a lot about inflammation, and there's a lot of medications out there that are designed to reduce your body's inflammatory response. Things like those steroid injections, things like the steroid medications you'll take orally, like a meloxicam, a prednisone, over-the-counter things like NSAIDs, right? That non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, that's what NSAID stands for. All of those medications are designed to reduce your body's natural inflammatory response. Unfortunately, with the medications you take, there's a lot of side effects for them. They're not vitamins. You shouldn't be taking that stuff every single morning when you get up. And there's no way to tell your body, hey, it's just my knee that hurts or it's just my neck. Whereas when we're using those ice packs, you can put the therapy exactly where you need to reduce that inflammation. There's very little side effects if you're using the ice properly. You know, when we talk about ice, if I tell people it's good, some people will take it to the extreme and say, I'm just going to keep my ice on my neck all day long. Well, don't do that. That's how you get frostbite. Make sure you're taking breaks. But, you know, 10 to 15 minutes on, at least 30 minutes off. That's the best thing you can do to help with some of that inflammatory response. Thanks for giving me that look. I'm almost out of time.
We're wrapping it up now. You're going to hear that music in just a minute.
My name is Dr. Ben McMillan. I own the Neil Clinic. We're located on Creighton Road, right across the street from the Walmart. My phone number is 850-479-2700. If you want my opinion on if your case is a chiropractic case or not, give us a call. Janet will get you on the schedule for your new patient consultation, or you can schedule online at neilclinic.com, neilclinic.com. Thanks again for having me on this morning.
Thank you so much for being here. I always find everything you have to share so interesting. And again, if you wouldn't mind one more time giving that phone number in case someone wants to give you a call.
Absolutely. 850-479-2700.
Thank you. Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic.